This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. I welcome you to another majlis of knowledge, another majlis of ilm, another majlis of us learning, understanding, going through the Arabic language. Brothers and sisters, walhamdulillah, this is the language of the noble Quran. This is the language of our Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the language that our leaders, that those that we look up to, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, and the rest of the companions, this was the language that they spoke. You are Hanafi, masha'Allah, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. The language he spoke, Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal, Imam Ash-Shafi'i, Imam Malik, etc. This is the language of Al-Islam. That's the reality. The Arabic language is the language of Al-Islam. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah. Our current series, we are going through Durusul Lughatil Arabiyya. We are going through the syllabus which is taught in the Islamic University of Medina Al-Munawwara. So you have a Chinese student, you have a Japanese student, you have somebody from Ireland, you have the American, you have the Nigerian, you have them all in the classroom, and then the teacher teaches all of them in Arabic, the language of Arabic. Teaches you in what? Teaches you in Arabic, the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. How else? What other language is he going to use? He does not know Chinese and Japanese. You bring all of these students together, they might not know the language of the other, and they all sit before the teacher, and alhamdulillah, after 2 years, the student moves on into the university, and himself and any Saudi student who went from grade 1 to grade 12 are now together in university, alhamdulillah. So Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah, this is the syllabus, this is the series that they go through there, and alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us the tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the ability to sit in our homes now and go through the same syllabus, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. And so, brothers and sisters, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we are now in lesson number 10. Those of you who missed any of the past lessons, you can find them at www.muslimcentral.com. Muslimcentral.com, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdallah, Ya Amatallah, ad-darsul ashiru, lesson number 10. There's the passage, but before we move on to the passage, inshallah, lesson number 10, very, very interesting, inshallah. What will we be learning? What will we be studying in lesson number 10? We will be studying possessive pronouns. Possessive pronouns. What's a possessive pronoun? So, for example, his book, for example, her car. In English, we say her car, we say his book, we say our classroom, we say their book, etc. So these words here, these pronouns or possessive pronouns, that's what we will be discussing in this lesson, inshallah. An example, we learned the word kitabun. Kitabun means a book. Qalamun, a pen. Kitabun, a book. Qalamun, a pen. How do I say this is my pen or my book? Qalami. We add in the ya. Qalami, my pen. Kitabi, my book. How do I say your pen, your book? I'm talking to Salman. I'm talking to Ahmed. I say qalamuka. We add in the ka, qalamuka, your pen. Kitabuka, your book. Kitabuka, your book. Qalamuka, your pen. Kitabuka, your book. We added the kaf of you. Jameel, masha'Allah. And that's why we say assalamu alaykum. We bring in the kaf. Assalamu alaykum. I come to a gathering of 20,000 people and I say assalamu alaykum. Assalam, upon kum, alaykum, upon all of you, all of these people in front of me. And so the salam is upon you people. How would I say his house? Baytun, a house. His house? Baytuhu, baytuhu, his house. Her house? Baytuha, her house. Walhamdulillah, mashallah. Bidhillahi ta'ala, as we move on in the lesson, these matters will become easier, inshallah. We also learn in this lesson the word inda. Inda. Inda means with, or it means to have. Inda means with, or it means to have. Example, with. Muhammadun inda Hamidin. Muhammad is with Hamid. Muhammadun inda Hamidin. Muhammad is with Hamid at Hamid's place. He is at maybe Hamid's office. So it's, you know, very restrictive type of meaning. It means that Muhammad is with Hamid and at Hamid's place. Muhammadun inda Hamidin. He is at Hamid's place with Hamid. And this inda, it is a zarf. It's an adverb. Indicates place or time. And so the word after it would take a, will be majroor, will be majroor, will take a kasra. Inda also means to have. Somebody asks you, do you have a pen? Indi qalamun, I have a pen. So we use inda with, we use the ya for indicating myself. Indi, I have with me. Indi, I have with me. Qalamun, indi, qalamun, mashallah. You don't have a pen. عندك قلم, I'm asking. عندك قلم, عندك قلم, do you have a pen? عندك قلم, you say no, I don't. ما عندي قلم, ما عندي قلم. What does ما عندي قلم mean? I don't have a pen. عندك قلم؟ لا ما عندي قلم. Do you have a pen? No, I do not have a pen. MashaAllah. We also will learn in this lesson the word li means I possess, I have. This is usually used for something that cannot be separated from you. So we won't say li قلم. We won't say I have a pen with li, but we'll say li yadun. We'll say, I have a hand. Li abun. I have a father, a family relation that, you know, you can't just cut off, you cannot just break, etc. So we use inda for pen and items and stuff. And we use the word li for qaraba, for family, for relatives, for body parts, mashallah. And then the word ma'a. Ma'a means with. And this is just unrestricted. We learned that inda is rather restricted. It means Muhammad is with Hamid at Hamid's place. Whereas ma'a, I say Muhammad ma'a Hamidin. Muhammad is with Hamid. He could be at Hamid's place. He could be at Muhammad's place. They could be at Suleiman's place. They could be walking on the street. But I'm just telling you, they are together. Whereas inda indicates they together at the place of Hamid, at the place of the second guy, Jamil. And then lastly, in this lesson, we'll also go through some male names which end with a ta. Male names would end with a ta. Example, Talhatu, Usamatu. Obviously, we don't really pronounce that ta. We say Talha, we say Usama. And so these are from the few male names which end with a ta. And because they end with a ta similar to female names, then they are also diptotes. Diptotes, they are mamnu'un min as-sarf. They are diptotes, and we will discuss more with regards to that as we move on, inshallah. So plus minus 7 new matters in lesson number 10. And so lesson number 10 is very interesting. Lesson number 11 will be a revision lesson, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, ad-darsul ashiru, lesson number 10. Hamid, the passage, Hamid, Hamidun. Man anta, man anta, who are you? Man anta, who are you? Man anta, somebody asks you, oh brother, man anta, what would you say? Ana Muhammadun, أنا سليمان، أنا طالب، I am a student، أنا مهندس، I am an engineer، أنا طبيب، I am a doctor. How does Muhammad respond? He says, أنا طالب بالجامعة. أنا طالب بالجامعة. I'm a student at university. I'm a student at university. أنا طالب بالجامعة. I'm a student at university. There's no need to say أنا طالب في الجامعة. I'm a student in the university. No. أنا طالب بالجامعة. At the university. And this ba is a harf of jar. At university, and thus university takes a kasra bil jami'ati. Mumtaz. Muhammad says, A anta talibun jadidun? A anta talibun jadidun? Are you a new student? A anta talibun jadidun? Are you a new student? Are you a new student? A anta talibun jadidun? Na'am ana talibun jadidun. Yes, I am a new student. Remember, أَأَنْتَ طَالِبٌ What type of طالب? What type of طالب? What type of طالب? جَدِيدٌ جَدِيدٌ means new. So it's a نعت. It's a describing word. It's a describing word. جميل ما شاء الله. It's an adjective. جَدِيد, new. It's a describing word here. And it's an adjective, obviously. He says, نعم أنا طالب جديد. Yes, I'm a new student, Hamid. من أين أنت? من أين أنت? Min, from, aina, where, anta, you, from where you, from where are you, from where are you, brothers and sisters, take note, you go for hajj, you go for umrah, somebody asks you, min aina anta, means, from where are you, how do you respond, ana min Durban, ana min Johannesburg, mashallah, and as some of our Somali brothers say, ana min Jahannamsburg, So they don't say Johannesburg, they say Jahannamsburg. Allahu musta'an. And I'm in Cape Town. And I'm in Cape Town. Try it. South Africa. And I'm in Janub Ifriqiya. And I'm in Janub Ifriqiya. Take note, Janub. Janub means south. And I'm in Janub Ifriqiya. Not as some mention. They say, and I'm in Junub Ifriqiya. Junub, Junub, subhanAllah. You're in a state of Janaba. Junub is when you require taking a ghusl, brother. So you are not from Junub Ifriqiya, but you are rather from Janub, Janub Ifriqiya, from South Africa. Jameel. So, min aina anta, Hamid asks, what does Muhammad say? Ana min al-Hindi. He is from? He is from India. Ana min al-Hindi. Ana min al-Hindi. I am from India. Al-Hind is India. Masmuka. Masmuka. Jameel. Masmuka. Ka meaning your. So ism means name. Ka means your. Masmuka. What your name? What your name? Masmuka. Ma what? Ism name. Ka your. What your name? Masmuka. Everyone repeat. Masmuka. Masmuka. One more time, Masmuka, Jameel. Masmuka means, what is your name? He says, Ismi Muhammadun. Ismi Muhammadun. Ism means name. The ya indicating my name. Ismi, my name. Qalami, my pen. Kitabi, my book. Bayti, my house. Jameel. So we've learned now, two possessive pronouns. We've learned the ka, your, and we've learned the ya, my. So example, baytuka, your house, qalamuka, your pen, kitabuka, your book, kitabi, my book, qalami, my pen, bayti, my house, mashallah. He says, Ismi Muhammadun. Ismi Muhammadun. My name is Muhammad. We find, for example, in the Noble Quran, some examples of this possessive pronoun of the ya. Hasbi Allah. So we say hasbi Allah, hasbi Allah. When we're saying it quickly, hasbi Allah, hasbi Allah. Technically, what it means is hasbi Allahu, meaning sufficient for me is Allah, enough for me is Allah, wa ni'mal wakil, and what a great one that I can rely on. Hasbi Allah, Jamil. Also, بيني وبين إخوتي, بيني, between me and my brothers. بيني وبين إخوتي, Yusuf alayhi salam said, بيني وبين إخوتي. بيني means between me. وبين إخوتي, and between my brothers. إخوتي, my brothers. Another example, ابني, my son. ابني من أهلي, my son is from my family. Ibni min ahli, my son is from my family. Also with regards to Allah's punishment, عذابي شديدٌ. Allah says His punishment is severe. عذابي means my punishment. شديدٌ is severe. ممتاز. We move on. Hamid says, وَمَنْ هَذَا الْفَتَى, and who's this youngster, who's this lad, الَّذِي مَعَكَ, الَّذِي, who, مَعَ, with, كَ, you, and who is this lad who is with you, وَمَنْ هَذَا الْفَتَى, and who is this youngster, this kid, الَّذِي, who, مَعَ, مَعَ means with, مَعَ means with, مَعَكَ, with you, ma'aka, with you. If I said ma'i, with me. If we said ma'ahu, with him. If we said ma'aha, with her. Excellent. But they said ma'aka, with you. I'm talking to the guy. And who is this young kid with you? Who is this youngster who is with you? He says, huwa zamili. He is my colleague. Huwa zamili. He is my colleague. Zamilun is colleague. Zamilun is a colleague. Zamili would be my colleague. Zamili, my colleague. Excellent. Hamid. Ahuwa aydan min al-Hindi. Ahuwa aydan min al-Hindi. Is he also from India? Ahuwa aydan. Aydan means also. Ahuwa aydan min al-Hindi. Ahuwa aydan min al-Hindi. La huwa min al-Yabani. La huwa min al-Yabani. Huwa min al-Yabani. He is from Japan. La huwa min al-Yabani. No, he is from Japan. Masmuhu. Masmuhu, what is his name? Masmuhu, what is his name? If we wanted to say, what is your name? Masmuka. Masmuka. What is her name? Masmuha. Masmuha. What is my name? How do I say my name? Ismi. Ismi. Ma ismi, what is my name? Ismuhu Hamzatu. Ismuhu Hamzatu. So mashallah. So we touched upon the name we touched upon the name Talha, the name Usama, that they end with a ta, like female names. They end with a ta, like female names. And here's another one, and this is Hamza. Hamza also ends with a ta. And so these male names which end with ta, they are technically diptotes. They are diptotes. They are allergic to double fatha, double kasra, and double dhamma. Ismuhu Hamzatu. Who was Hamza? Any famous Hamza in history? Yes, no doubt, subhanallah. Hamza was the uncle of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hamza was the uncle of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was very, very close to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hamza became Muslim and he was martyred in the battle of Uhud. In fact, his body was mutilated. Allahumusta'an. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Hamza, they were breastfed by the same woman. They were breastfed by the same woman. And that's why when somebody said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, why don't you get married to the daughter of Hamza? Why don't you get married to the daughter of Hamza? That's your cousin. Prophet ﷺ said, no, because myself and Hamza, besides him being my uncle, we are also brothers. We are also brothers via this suckling, this one woman, she breastfed both of us. And so technically Hamza's daughter is like my sister, and so I cannot marry her, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ma lughatuka ya Muhammadu, ma lughatuka ya Muhammadu, what is your language, O Muhammad? Ma lughatuka ya Muhammadu, remember when we have the ya, then the name after it will no longer take the double dhamma, double fatha, or double kasra. Originally it was Muhammadun, but now with the ya, it becomes ya Muhammadu. Why? Because it's a specific Muhammad I'm screaming for. It's a specific Muhammad I'm calling out for. Mumtaz. Next one. Muhammad says, Lughati al-Urdiyatu. Lughati al-Urdiyatu. My language is Urdu. Lughati al-Urdiyatu. My language is Urdu. MashaAllah. Ahiya lughatun sahlatun? Hamid asks, Ahiya, is it? Why here? Because he's talking about the language. Is it? And language is feminine, so we say ahia. We say here for the language because it's feminine. So ahia, is it? Lughatun sahlatun. Is it an easy language? Ahia lughatun sahlatun. Ahia lughatun sahlatun. Everyone. Ahia lughatun sahlatun. Ahia lughatun sahlatun. Is it an easy language? Ahia lughatun sahlatun. Is it an easy language? Na'am, hiya lughatun sahlatun. Na'am, hiya lughatun sahlatun. Yes, it's an easy language. Na'am, hiya lughatun sahlatun. Na'am, hiya lughatun sahlatun. Again, ahiya lughatun sahlatun. Is it an easy language? Na'am, hiya lughatun sahlatun. Na'am, hiya lughatun sahlatun. Is it an easy language? Yes, it's an easy language. Wa Hamza, ma lughatuhu? And Hamza, what's his language? This little kid here with you. And Hamza, what's his language? Na'am. Wa Hamzatu ma lughatuhu, ma what? Lughatuhu, his language. What his language? What his language? What is his language? What is his language? Lughatuhu al-yabaniyatu. Lughatuhu al-yabaniyatu. His language is Japanese, mashaAllah. And you also find in the book there, they have some Japanese writing, mashaAllah. And brothers and sisters, we hope that for these lessons, you sit with the textbook in front of you. Medina Arabic Syllabus, Medina Arabic Book 1. You can easily find it on the internet. Many bookshops locally stock this book. And so you should not just be listening to the lessons, but rather it is imperative that you have the book in front of you. Lughatuhu al-yabaniyatu, his language is Japanese. وَهِيَ لُغَةٌ صَعْبَةٌ وَهِيَ لُغَةٌ صَعْبَةٌ And it's a difficult language. وَهِيَ لُغَةٌ صَعْبَةٌ And it is a difficult language. وَهِيَ لُغَةٌ صَعْبَةٌ And it is a difficult language. His language is Japanese and it is a difficult language. أَيْنَ أَبُوكَ يَا مُحَمَّدُ Aina abuka ya Muhammadu? Where's your father, O Muhammad? Aina abuka ya Muhammadu? Aina abuka? Aina where? Abuka, your father. Aina abuka? Aina abuka ya Muhammadu? Where's your father, O Muhammad? Abi fil Kuwait. Abi, you find many kids they call their father Abi. Abi means my father. Ummi means my mother. So Abi, my father, we got Abun. And we got the ya, my. Abun plus the my ya means, or rather equals, abi. Abi, how we say rabbi, rabbi. Rabbi means my rab, rabbi, my rab. Abi fil Kuwaiti, my father is in Kuwait. Huwa tabibun shahirun, he is a tabibun, he is a doctor. What type of doctor? Describe him, give us an adjective describing him. Huwa tabibun Shahirun, he is a famous doctor. Huwa tabibun shahirun, he is a famous doctor. Huwa tabibun shahirun, huwa tabibun shahirun. Wa ayna ummuka, and where's your mother? Wa ayna ummuka, وأين أمك؟ And where is your mother? And where is your mother? أم mother. أمك your mother. أمه his mother. أمها her mother. أمي my mother. أمنا our mother. ربنا our رب. Our رب ربنا our رب. رسولنا our رسول. رسولنا our رسول. Excellent. والحمد لله. وأين أمك؟ هي أيضا في الكويت. هي أيضا في الكويت. She is also in Kuwait. مع أبي. She is also in Kuwait with my father. هي أيضا في الكويت مع أبي. She is also in Kuwait with أبي, with my father. هي, she. هي, هي أيضا. أيضا means also. في الكويت. في الكويت. Why with the كسرة? Why is it مجرور? Because of the في, which is a حرف of جر. في الكويت مع أبي, with my father. هي مدرسة. ما شاء الله. What does she do there? هي مدرسة. هي مدرسة هناك. هي مدرسة هناك. She is a doctor over there. هي مدرسة هناك. هنا means here. هناك over there. هي مدرسة. She is a teacher, female teacher. هناك over there. She is a female teacher over there. والحمد لله. Continue بإذن الله تعالى. أذهبت إلى الكويت يا محمد؟ أذهبت إلى الكويت يا محمد؟ Did you go to Kuwait, O Muhammad? أذهبت. The alif of questioning. ذهب. ذهب means went. ذهبت. Did you go? Did you go? The ta of I'm talking to you, the guy I'm talking to. أذهبت. Did you go? Where? إلى الكويت. To Kuwait. يا محمد. Did you go to Kuwait, O Muhammad? أذهبت إلى الكويت يا محمد. We previously learned the verb ذهب. ذهب means he went. ذهبت, you went. ذهبت, you went. ذهبت, you went. أذهبت إلى الكويت يا محمد. نعم. Yes. What does he respond? Yes, I went. How do I say I went? How do we say I went? We say ذهبتو. ذهبتو. ذهبت, you went. ذهبتو, I went. ذهبت, you went. ذهبتو, I went. ذهبت, you went. ذهبتو, I went. نعم, ذهبتو. Yes, I went. Again, أذهبت إلى الكويت يا محمد؟ نعم, ذهبت. أذهبت إلى الكويت يا محمد؟ Did you go to Kuwait, O Muhammad? نعم, ذهبت. نعم, ذهبت. Yes, I went. وزميلك, and your colleague, أين أبوه؟ أين أبوه؟ Where's his father? And your colleague, زميلك, زميلك. زميله, his colleague. زميلها, her colleague. زميلي, my colleague. زميلك, your colleague, talking to a male. If I'm talking to a female, it would be زميلك. We'll learn that later on. أين أبوه؟ Where's his father? أبوه في اليابان. أبوه في اليابان. His father is in Japan. أبوه في اليابان. His father is in Japan. هو تاجر كبير. هو تاجر كبير. هو تاجر كبير. He is a big businessman. What type of businessman is he? Describe the type of businessman he is. He is a تاجر كبير. كبير meaning big. ألك أخ يا محمد؟ ألك أخ يا محمد؟ ألك, do you have? This is a relative, this is a relation, this is family. So we use the word the lam. ألك, ألك, does belong to you. Do you have? Do you have أخ؟ Do you have a brother, O Muhammad? ألك أخ يا محمد؟ ألك أخ يا محمد؟ ألك, ألك أخ يا محمد؟ نعم, لي. لي, لي means I have. لي means belongs to me. I have. I have أخ واحد. I have one brother. نعم, لي أخ واحد. نعم, لي أخ واحد. نعم, لي أخ واحد. Yes, I have one brother. اسمه أسامة. اسمه أسامة. Ismuhu Usama. What does Usama mean? The name Usama, what does Usama mean? Usama means lion. MashaAllah. Usama means lion, mashaAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatallah, any famous Usamas in history? Let's talk about the past history, not our contemporary history. We're not talking about OBL. We are talking about the past history from amongst the companions of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, subhanallah. There was Usama ibn Zayd, young companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam puts this young Usama in charge of the expedition headed out to face the Roman Empire. Subhanallah. The expedition, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam puts Usama in charge. He's about 17 or 18 years of age. Usama ibn Zayd was very, very beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, his father was Zayd ibn Haritha, beloved to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Usama, mashaAllah, was also one of those who entered the Kaaba with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam during the conquest of Mecca. We'll discuss that later, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So, do you have any brothers? Na'am li akhun wahidun. I have one brother, ismuhu Usama, and his name is Usama. وَهُوَ مَعِي هُنَا, and he is here with me. وَهُوَ مَعِي, and he is with me. هُنَا, here, and he is with me here. فِي الْمَدِينَةِ الْمُنَوَّرَةِ, and he is with me here in Medina الْمُنَوَّرَةِ. So الْمَدِينَةِ, فِي الْمَدِينَةِ الْمُنَوَّرَةِ. Al-Munawwarati is a na'at, is a describing word. Al-Munawwarati is a describing word. It's a na'at, it's a describing word. Illuminated city. Wali ukhtun wahidatun. And I have one sister. Take note. When he described his brother, he said, Akhun wahidun. One. Masculine one. When he talked about the sister, he said, Ukhtun wahidatun. Why? Because ukht is feminine, so we have to say wahidatun. For akhun, we say wahidun, masculine. For ukhtun, we say wahidatun. Ismuha Zainabu. Her name is Zainab. Any famous Zainabs you know? Yes, subhanallah. The wife of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There were two in reality. Two wives of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam who had the name Zainab. One was Zainab bint Jahsh and the other was Zainab bint Khuzaima. And the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also had a daughter by the name of Zainab. His daughter Zainab bint Muhammad. وَهِيَ فِي الْعِرَاقِ, and she is in Iraq. مَعَ زَوْجِهَا. مَعَ زَوْج. زَوْج means spouse. Here, obviously, it means husband. Ma'a zawj, with husband. Zawjiha, with her husband. Zawjiha. So why are we not saying zawjuha? We're saying zawji, with a kasra because of the ma'a. The ma'a makes the next word take a kasra. So ma'a zawji, with the spouse. Ha, with her spouse. Ma'a zawjiha, with her spouse. وهي في العراق مع زوجها, and she is in Iraq with her spouse, and she is in Iraq with her husband. وهي في العراق مع زوجها, وهي في العراق مع زوجها, and she is in Iraq with her husband. زوجها مهندس. Full stop. So a new sentence now. زوجها مهندس. Her husband is an engineer. زوجها مهندس. Her husband is an engineer. مهندس. Hamid says, عندك سيارة يا أخي. Do you have a car? Take note. When he asked him, do you have a brother? He said, alaka, with the lamb, alaka akhun. And then he said, na'am li akhun. Yes, I have a brother. When we're asking him about a car, we don't say, alaka sayaratun, but rather we say, a'indaka sayaratun. Do you have, do you possess? A'indaka sayaratun ya akhi. Do you have a car, oh my brother? Ya, oh akhi, my brother. So you find many a times, you know, the Arabs, Ya Akhi, Akhi means my brother. Akhi, Ya Akhi, my brother, oh my brother. And so you find some who don't really know Arabic properly. He says, what is this? You know, every time the guy talks, he says, Ya Akhi, Akhi. What is this? Akhi, Akhi. It's not Akhi, it is Akhi. Akhi means from Ukhuwa, Ukhuwa, brotherhood. Akhi, my brother. La, ma indi sayaratun. La, no. Ma indi, I don't possess sayaratun. I don't have a car. I do not possess a car. I don't own a car. Ma indi sayaratun. I do not have a car. Indi darajatun. Indi darajatun. I have a bicycle. Indi darajatun. Darajatun, bicycle. Indi darajatun. I have a bicycle. Indi, I have. Indi, I possess. Darajatun, a bicycle. Hamzatu, indahu sayaratun. Hamza, he has a car. Hamzatu, indahu sayaratun. Hamza, he has a car. Hamzatu, indahu sayaratun. Hamza has a car. Mumtaz. With that, brothers and sisters, we have completed the passage, mashallah. This was no doubt a long passage. A long passage. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, in our next majlis, we will go through the passage one more time, inshallah. But without any further ado, let us move on to tamareen, exercises, exercise number one, inshallah. So in summary, brothers and sisters, we learnt in this lesson the possessive pronouns. Example, baytun, a house. Bayti, my house. Baytuhu, his house. Baytuha, her house. Baytuka, your house. Baytuna, our house. MashaAllah. We also learnt the word inda. Inda means to possess or to have. Jayid. So it can be, for example, indi sayaratun. I have, I possess a car. We can also use the word inda to indicate with. Muhammadun inda Hamidin. Muhammad is with Hamid at Hamid's place. Whereas the word ma'a, it just means unrestricted togetherness. Ma'a Sulaiman, ma'a Ahmed. Sulaiman is with Ahmed. Where? Allah knows best. But they are together. Li means I own, I possess. Usually used for like family members. So it won't really mean possess. It means I have. Li akhun, I have a brother, Jamil. We also learnt male names which end with a ta. Then they are also diptotes. They are allergic to double dhamma, double fatha, and double kasra. MashaAllah. Tamareen, exercise number one. Ajib anil as'ila al-atiya. Answer the following questions. They give us 22 questions, subhanAllah. 22 questions. Let us see. Number one. Masmuka. Ma ma'na masmuka? Masmuka means what is your name? Masmuka, what is your name? Masmuka, what is your name? How would we answer that? We would say, Ismi Bilalun, Ismi Muhammadun, Ismi Usama, Ismi Fatima, Ismi Aisha. Jamil. Number two, Min Aina Anta? Min Aina, min, from, Aina, where, Anta, you, from where are you, from where are you? Min Aina Anta, Jawab, how would you answer, brothers and sisters? Somebody asks you, Min Aina Anta, how would you answer? Ana min Durban, Ana min Durban, Ana min Durban, Mumtaz, Ana min Janub Ifriqiya, Ana min Janub Ifriqiya, Ana min Tongat. And I mean Overport. And I mean Westville. And I mean Bietermaritzburg. Jamil. And I mean Johannesburg. Jamil. ما لغتك? ما لغتك? What is your language? ما what? لغة language. ك your. ما لغتك? What your language? What is your language? So answer. لغتي العربية. لغتي العربية لغتي my language العربية Arabic my language is Arabic لغتي الإنجليزية my language is English لغتي الأردية my language is Urdu ما لغتك؟ لغتي العربية. What is your language? My language is Arabic. Number four. أين أبوك؟ أين where أبوك؟ Your father. أين أبوك؟ Where's your father? Where is your father? How would we answer? How would I say my father? أبي, my father. أبي, where is your father? Let's say your father is in Mecca. أبي, or rather, let's say your father is in Japan. Right? Let's say your father is in Japan. أبي في الياباني. أبي في الياباني. أبي في الياباني is in Japan. Let's say your father is in the house. أبي في البيت. أبي في البيت. Your father's in the masjid. أبي في المسجد. أبي في المسجد. أبي في المسجد. ما شاء الله. Number five. أين أمك؟ أين أمك؟ Where is your mother? أين أمك؟ Where is your mother? أمي في البيت. My mother is in the house. أمي في اليابان. My mother is in Japan. أمي في العراق. My mother is in Iraq. أمي في المدينة. My mother is in the city. أمي في المطبخ. My mother is in the kitchen. Wherever your mother is. أمي في السوق. My mother is in the marketplace. أمي في المسجد. My mother is in the masjid. ما شاء الله. ألك أخ؟ ألك أخ؟ ألك أخ؟ Do you have a brother? ألك أخ؟ Let's say yes you do. نعم لي أخ. نعم لي أخ. نعم لي أخ. لي أخ means I have a brother. نعم لي أخ. Yes I have a brother. ما شاء الله. Brothers and sisters, بإذن الله تعالى, we will stop our Arabic lesson here. And number 7 to number 22, that will be your wajib, your homework, inshallah. So number 7 to number 22, بإذن الله تعالى, that is your homework. Walhamdulillah, until we meet again. Brothers and sisters, in the last few minutes, we remind ourselves with regards to a maxim from the Noble Quran. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And remind, for verily a reminder benefits the believers. And we said that we are going through certain maxims, certain qawa'id, short words from the Noble Qur'an, which in reality are vast in meaning, walhamdulillah. In our previous majlis, we went through وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى And the soothsayer, the magician, the one who dabbles in black magic, such a person will never, ever, ever be successful. No matter where they come from, no matter what angle they try to intercept, they will never, ever be successful. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى We now move on to the next maxim, and that is, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ Verily, إِنَّ Verily, indeed, أَكْرَمْ Most noble, akramakum, most noble amongst you people. Verily, the most noble amongst you people. Indallah, with Allah. Atqakum, atqa, pious, righteous. Atqakum, most pious and righteous from amongst you. Verily, the most noble from amongst you with Allah is the most pious from amongst you. Verily, the most noble. The most noble from amongst you with Allah is the most righteous and pious and the one who has the highest levels of taqwa amongst you. MashaAllah. Brothers and sisters, Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. This is in Surah Hujurat, verse number 13. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, Inna khalaqnakum, Verily we created all of you, Min dhakari wa untha, From the male and the female, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا And we made you into nations and tribes لِتَعَارَفُوا So that you recognize one another, so that you know one another, so that you benefit from one another. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ Verily the most noble with Allah. أَتْقَاكُمْ are the most righteous and pious amongst you. Inna Allaha alimun khabir. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most knowledgeable and He has knowledge of all matters. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this is a super, super important qa'idah and principle. Allah mentions, we created you in nations and tribes and different languages and different colors, skin, etc. We have different bank balances, etc. But what counts with Allah? That which counts with Allah is the one who is most pious, the one who has most high levels of taqwa, the one who is atqa with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That individual is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That individual is more noble with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the Arabs before the coming of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, steeped in oppression and discrimination. The color of your skin, the type of tribe you came from, what's the background, who your father was, etc. You were judged based upon all of those matters. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Look at the story of Abu Dharr. Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala an. Somebody had seen him and they noticed that his servant, his slave, was wearing the similar garment clothing that he was wearing. So the man says to him, you know, why did you give your slave the similar garment as yourself? You should have kept that and given him something else. So Abu Dharr says to him, no. Rather, something happened during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What happened? Once myself and another companion, we had an argument, we had an issue, and majority of the ulama state it was with Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an. And so we had a disagreement and it got a bit heated. And then in the heat of things, I said to him, Yabna Souda, O you, the son of a black woman. He says, to who? He said, to Bilal. And so Bilal went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to complain about what Abu Dharr said. Play the ball, don't play the player. What does the color of my mother's skin got to do with anything? I'm arguing, I'm debating with you with regards to something. We have a disagreement. Where does my mother even come into the matter? Why are you picking on my mother? She's a non-Arab and the color of her skin. What's all of that got to do with anything? And so Abu Dharr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, you know, verify, did you say this? He says, yes, you know, I got bit angry and stuff like this. And so I said that. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, innaka imru'un fika al-jahiliyyah. You are a person, you still got some jahiliyyah in you. Some of the remnants of jahiliyyah are still within you. Some of the days of ignorance are still within you. He says, Ya Rasulullah, even though I'm Muslim for all of this period of time, you know, I've embraced Islam so long and so early, and I still got jahiliyyah in me. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, you still got some jahiliyyah in you. Why? Because how can you pick on somebody, you know, based upon the color of his mother's skin? What does that got to do with anything? You are belittling this man because of the color of his mother's skin? Allahu musta'an. And so Abu Dharr, from that day, he changed his life around. And so fast forward, this man sees him with his slave and he clothes his slave in the similar clothing that he is wearing. Why? Because he learned his lesson. He got rid of the jahiliyyah from himself, subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an embraced Islam in the early days. And look at how Islam has honored Bilal. Look at Abu Lahab, uncle of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is mentioned in the noble Quran and subhanallah, there's dispraise with regards to him. Even though he is from the high ranking individuals, even though he was from the Quraysh, Banu Hashim, uncle of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it did not benefit him in the least bit. But Bilal, the Habashi, former Habashi slave, Islam honored him, subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, imagine that mawqif. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam takes over Makkah al-Mukarramah, the year 8 AH. Many of the tribal leaders, you know, have now come around. Many of them are wondering what's going to happen to us. The Quraysh, those who waged war against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for all of these years, they didn't allow him to make an umrah, etc., etc. Now he's come and he's taken over Makkah al-Mukarramah. What's going to happen, subhanallah? Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, to make a point, he orders Bilal to go up on top of the Kaaba and deliver the adhan. Imagine, you know, this is like, you know, in the eyes of many of these people here, this is like blasphemy. This is like blasphemy. This Bilal, this nobody, this son of a black woman, he goes and stands on top of the Kaaba, which even the mushriks, revered. He's standing on top and he's the one delivering the adhan. Subhanallah. This is like for some super racist individual, you know, the day Nelson Mandela was released from jail, you know, this is like rubbing salt in the wound of that individual. So even they look at Bilal. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to give a message that Islam does away with all of these jahiliyyah type of discriminatory, you know, sentiments. His color of his skin, who his father was, what language they spoke, etc., etc. No. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Verily, the most noble with you, with Allah, from amongst you with Allah, is those who have the highest levels of taqwa. And then when the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam enters into the Kaaba, imagine everybody's around. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come from Medina al-Munawwara and he's taken over, surprise ambush, taken over Makkah al-Mukarramah. He's the conqueror. Who is he going to take into the Kaaba? Maybe Abu Bakr, maybe Umar, maybe some of the tribal leaders, maybe those individuals. Who does he take into the Kaaba? And then when they enter the Kaaba, closes the door, who does he enter with? Subhanallah, he enters with Bilal. He enters with Usama ibn Zayd, the son of a former slave. He enters with both of them and Uthman ibn Talha, the one who had the keys of the Kaaba. And then the door was closed, subhanallah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to give these people a message. He wants to give them a message. He puts Usama in charge of an army. He puts Zayd ibn Haritha before that in charge of an army. Zayd ibn Haritha, former slave. Usama ibn Zayd, son of a former slave. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to give a risala. He wants to give a message that Islam has done away with all of these matters of jahiliyyah. Do not discriminate somebody based upon the color of his skin or the language he speaks or the amount of money in his bank account. You want to judge somebody, judge them on their character, on their behavior. Judge them on something that they can control. Do not judge them on something which is beyond their control. Allah created me. Allah gave me this complexion. Allah gave me this type of hair. Don't judge me based upon those matters, Allah musta'an. So ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, this qa'idah, this principle, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, verily with Allah, the most noble are those who have the highest levels of taqwa. That's what's going to be measured on the scales with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our scales heavy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove from us some of the traces and remnants of jahiliyyah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who deal with people based upon justice. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Until we meet again, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.